it's time for the Rural News with Eric Frickberg. Kia ora, Eric. And there's an urgent need to overcome labour supply problems in the pork industry.
That's right. The pork sector is calling on the government to urgently review its current policies on skilled migrant workers because of severe staff shortages. The industry group NZ Pork says a survey of pig farmers found many fear their existing skilled migrant staff may be required to leave New Zealand as a result of immigration measures taken in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The industry group's chief executive, David Bain, says farmers are also worried about staff on visas who are facing difficulties returning from overseas.
Some of these people are highly desirable by our industry in that they've gained their skills and their training offshore, so they're coming in and they can slot straight into our farm system. And whilst, you know, we still want to employ and train New Zealanders and we do invest in training, we're finding that there's insufficient numbers of New Zealanders currently who want to choose our industry to work in.
David Bain says the group has requested a meeting with the Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, to discuss these concerns, and that's expected to happen in the coming weeks.
So really we want him to understand the predicament that we're in. And if possible, to extend some of the current short-term one-year visas to a three-year term, and also to look at solutions in terms of how we can bring some of these workers who are currently overseas but have visas to come back into New Zealand.
That's NZ Pork's Chief Executive David Baines. The man who's been representing the red meat industry in Europe for almost 2 years has put his negotiating skills to rest. Jeff Grant, a farmer and former politician and director, went to Europe in 2018 to argue the case for the New Zealand meat industry. He returned to New Zealand before the lockdown started and ceased his employment this week. Jeff Grant arrived in London as Britain was lurching towards a messy and chaotic departure from the European Union and sought to stabilise New Zealand meat sales during that time.
While they were negotiating Brexit, there was this continual threat that exports would be somewhat at risk. Most of this was around logistics. We were seeing threats of saying that trucks would be blocking the motorways from Dover to London because of their inability to have the right data and information. So it was quite a logistical risk for the wider industry.
But we secured our rights until the 31st of December this year.
Yep, and they've continued on the basis that New Zealand probably in a slightly favourable position in the sense that we have not been fulfilling the quota 100%, so we've had a bit of flexibility.
Okay, so what happens now? Your job's finishing. What happens now?
So the actual free trade agreement negotiations with Europe have had 8 meetings. There is likely to be an agricultural process in the next one, which will see New Zealand being offered for dairy through to beef and sheep meat. The UK, the government-to-government meetings will start on the 13th of July, and so we will be at the beginning of a process there. So a bulk of discussions now really sit between the two governments as they work through that and liaison with their industries.
So how cordial are things? To what extent do they understand us and us understand them, and that providing a basis for us going forward in a positive frame?
For the UK, it's quite difficult because they have not had to negotiate a free trade agreement for 47 years. Europe's a bit different. They've obviously been doing it for a long time. They're hard negotiators and they will always have a domestic bent, both in the UK and Europe, towards farmers. But I don't think we're in the sort of battles that we were 20 years ago. These countries are now looking to globally export more than they currently do. Their attitude has historically been, you know, just stop stuff coming in. That'll make our industry better. I think that's changed.
That's Jeff Grant. He says as well as negotiating FTAs, New Zealand is trying to change the 50-50 split of trading rights between the EU and a post-Brexit UK. But this work being done through the WTO is being handled by diplomats, not by him. A pilot study aimed at helping farmers tackle the serious animal disease facial eczema is getting underway this month. The disease, which affects cattle, sheep, goats and deer, can result in liver and skin damage and in some cases can cause death. The study is being led by AgResearch and funded by Beef and Lamb. It'll explore the feasibility of laboratory testing to determine an animal's tolerance to the toxin associated with the disease. A Beef and Lamb spokesperson, Dan Breer, says it's been estimated that in a bad year, facial eczema can cost the country $266 million in lost production.
So facial eczema is a disease which is pretty unique to New Zealand. It comes from a fungus which lives in the grass and warm, moist times of the year, so in the late summer and the autumn. It affects animals, they eat it. We don't really understand the pathogenesis of it or how it affects animals, but it gets into their liver, damages their liver, and then leads to skin problems and growth problems.
Dan Breer says it's hoped the study will help with early diagnosis of facial eczema and also identify animals which are tolerant to the disease.
So at the moment, we don't have a good way to find out if animals are affected by facial eczema. Essentially, how we diagnose it as a vet is to see the impact on the liver. But the idea of this study is to try and find some direct measures in the animal that show us that they've been affected by facial eczema or scleroderma. And so the idea of this study is that we'll have a look and see if we can find any of those markers using some new techniques. If we can find out for animals that have tolerance, if we can find a marker for the animals which are more tolerant to the fungus and not affected by it, then we'll be able to fold that into our breeding programs and breed animals which are more resistant to the disease.
That's Dan Breer from Beef and Lamb. He says if initial results look promising, the test will require further development and full validation to make it readily available for breeders and commercial farmers. And finally, Hawke's Bay Regional Council is to start investigating potential sites for a series of small dams. It got funding last year from the Provincial Growth Fund to look at water storage options for ensuring the region's water security. A report identifying potential sites will be presented at the Council at its next meeting on July the 29th. The dams will be substantially smaller than the one proposed at the Ruatanifau project that was canned in 2018.